Ugh. I can't believe you let us drift this far into the middle of the ocean. I never should have trusted you to row. 1 week as a junior lifeguard and you think you're ready for this? Ugh. Those scrawny twigs you call arms couldn't even hold us against the current. Sheesh. They let anyone become lifeguards these days. Tell me, are you really even 18? Because you row like a little boy. All right, enough time wasted. Switch places. I'm taking the oars. Go sit at the stern and be my little coxswain. Fuck. No, you don't have to help. You've done enough. Just sit back, put a finger to the breeze, and I'll row us safely back to shore. And pay attention. You might learn a thing or two about oarmanship. See? Watch my form. Years of rowing and swimming are to thank for the strong back and shoulder muscles that you're currently admiring. Actually, I don't think there's a single muscle on me that isn't more defined than yours. Work hard, drink your milk, and maybe someday you could have a body this impressive. Well, except for my breasts. You'll never grow a pair of anything this impressive. Oh, just relax and take in this bright summer day. I'll do all the work. Enjoying the view, are you? You're not very subtle, you know. I can tell you really enjoy the view on my catch. My massive quads battling my enormous tits for dominance each time they smash together. They're basically hitting me in the face with each stroke. It's why I had to stop rowing crew in school. The opposing coaches complained that I was a distraction to their rowers. Ugh, guess a girl can only be physically gifted in so many ways before they have to knock her down a peg. Well, you better soak it all in while you can. You won't be out on the water with me again anytime soon. Why are you leaning toward me? Are you trying to get something behind me? Dude, what the fuck? Did you just try to pull down the top of my suit? Damn, someone's ballsy. You know I'm kicking your ass for that, right? As soon as we're back, I'm burying your face in the sand. So I hope it was worth it. Now, sit back down. What are you... Hey, Grabby! I said stop it! Hands off! I can't get a proper stroke going if you're gonna knock my tits around like that. Getting your money's worth. You cheeky little fuck. For real? Did you really just pull my tit out? Oh, you are dead. Oh, you will be. I'm just not spoiling my rhythm to fix my top. No, why don't you be a good boy and pop it back in for me? And maybe I'll just maim you when we get back to land. Why? Because fighting a swell on the open sea with one fat tit swinging isn't easy. I've got a firm grip on the oar handle and a good groove. I'm in the zone. Something you'd know nothing about. We'll be back in no time if you'll just keep your hands to yourself. So go on. Just pop it back in. What the? I said put it back in my top, not pull the other one out. You think that's cute, do you? You're really enjoying this, you little bitch boy. Kicking back while I sweat. Getting a nice look at my massive tits squeezing together and bouncing in my face. Oh, good, because your skinny little ass is getting absolutely destroyed. That same skinny little ass that couldn't lift an oar, but somehow manages to rub his cock through his trunks. What? You think I didn't notice? Oh, fuck, what now? Taking it out for some air? Not very impressive, is it? You think showing me your average, and I mean extremely average cock, while my tits are out is what? Suddenly gonna turn me into a nympho cock-craving slut? You think being all the way out here alone with me will just make me suck you off? Oh, in your dreams. Have you seen the cocks on the other boys? Sorry, the other men that we work with? Of course you have. They all wear tight swimmer speedos that barely contain their healthy, full-grown meat. While you still wear those long, baggy trunks. Let me guess, trying to hide that sad little thing from the girls. The only reason I'm going on with my tits out is because the idea of fucking you is just so laughable. Oh, I'm not even a little turned on. You sure are, though. That little red pocket rocket looks ready to pop. Aw, looks a little painful. Sad, really. You must be all backed up. Which makes sense, since you're pretty much paid to stare at hot, athletic girls bouncing on the sand all day with no relief in sight. No chance to empty those big, swollen balls. Honestly, I can't tell if your cock is actually smaller, if it just looks that way next to those overinflated coconuts weighing you down. Well, of course I'm laughing. Tiny dick and giant balls. It all looks so ridiculous. What are you doing? Sit your skinny butt back down on the bench, or I'll knock you overboard with this oar handle. Stop! Now, you've got your cock out. I've got my tits out. So just sit still and have yourself a nice little jerk. I think that's more than you deserve, okay? Hey! Move your stiff little pecker out of my face! Slapping my tits! Ugh, you're throwing off our balance, you horny little shit! We're gonna capsize if you don't sit down and knock it off! Ugh, if you slap my tits one more time with that pathetic prick, I'm taking it away from you! Ugh, young man, that does it! I'm not rowing a single stroke until those balls are empty and you stop trying to grope me! Sit your scrawny ass down. I'm in charge now. I've had enough. Trunks off. Good. Now, sit on your hands. Ugh. Since my tits are already out anyways, and they seem to be the things capturing your attention, let's just see if I can make that precious little penis come so we can get back to shore already. What? Oh, seriously. You think I'd be putting this sad little thing in my mouth? No fucking way. It's either my tits or I throw you overboard and you swim back. Your choice. Yeah, that's what I thought. Now, make sure you keep sitting on those hands. I'll just do what needs to be done. Fine. Okay, then. Oh, would you look at that? My big breast just swallowed up your penis. I can't even see it anymore. Where'd it go? Oh, did your little cock get lost in my big, sweaty, suntan tits? Yes, it did. I don't even think I need to jiggle them. The rocking of the waves is giving your delicate little penis all the stimulation it can handle. What if I maybe just squeeze them together? If I smash your cock between my big, fat, sweaty tits, is that gonna make you come? Will you make a little cummy mess so I can finally fucking row in peace? Look at you now. So helpless with your cock trapped between my tits. Just a second ago, you were proudly shoving your penis in my face, groping me like you were some kind of surfer stud who takes whatever he wants. Oh, but you're just a helpless little boy, aren't you? Desperate to come. Desperate for release. Oh, beg for it. That's right. Beg me for it. Beg me just to squeeze a little harder and pump a little faster so you can shoot your sticky dribble on me. Go on. It's okay. Let it all out for me. I know you need it. I know you need it bad. My tits must look so nice. Like two plump buoys gently floating on top of your legs, rippling with the rhythm of the waves, enveloping your manhood. Just generously providing the perfect environment to release your warm, sticky cum puddle. Oh, let all that frustration and pent-up aggression out. Let it all out between my big sweaty tits. Be a good boy. Do as you're told. Be a good boy and come for... Oh my god. Did you just call me mommy when you jizzed? That is so pathetic. You actually called me mommy. Wait till I tell the other lifeguards. Oh, come on. I'm just kidding. As if I'd tell anyone about this. And I'm certain you won't be bragging to anyone about coming on my... on mommy's big breasts. Speaking of, you made a goddamn mess of me. Ew. Ugh, it's so sticky and it's everywhere. Jesus, you're hung like a minnow, but come like a sperm whale. How long were you saving that up for? Ew, you know what? I don't even want to know. Start cleaning your spunk off my tits. I'm not going to show up back at the tower covered in your cum. No way to explain that. God damn, you managed to squirt it up onto my chin. Naughty little cum pistol. For such a little penis, you sure can't shoot. I'm almost impressed. Come on, clean me off. With what? What do you think? Your mouth, stupid. You did this. Now you clean mommy up, you messy boy. And hurry up, so I can pull my top back up. I'm starting to burn. And if we don't get back soon, they'll send a rescue party for us. And believe me, slurping up your own jizz in front of a boat full of lifeguards, that's not a good look for you. That got your tongue moving. So eager. That's a good little cum cleaner. Get it all. Fuck, you're useless as a lifeguard, but you seem to be a natural at cleaning up semen. Oh, good boy. Get every last drop. Don't miss any, or mummy will be very cross with you. It feels kind of... Don't forget my chin. Oh, well, you have a very nice mouth. I suppose it's only fair. I never fuck your sorry excuse of a penis. But your tongue... that holds potential. Maybe I'll have you over after one of the more virile guards makes a mess inside me. You can be my little cleaner. My little sucker fish. Would you like that? My little fishy. Maybe you can lick me off if I wasn't fully satisfied. Maybe. You definitely won't be coming on me again. This was a one-time thing. Okay, I think you got it all. I said okay! Now you're just making a meal out of it, you little perv. Titty cleanup is over. Owen, don't think I've forgotten about the ass-whooping you've got coming. Mommy's gonna enjoy pounding some manners into your wimpy ass. Someone didn't raise you right, but I'll fix that. For now, just sit down as I row us back. I don't imagine you'll be bothering me anymore. That's it. Close your eyes and drift off while Mummy takes us home. Row, 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 gently down the stream. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.